Welcome to the Liberal Patriot Podcast. My name is John Easton, and I'm here with Will Cowley.
Morning, everybody.
It is December 14th, and another beautiful but cold day in the North Country.
Frosty for sure.
We're going to start out the way we do every day with...
the unfortunate body count.
The body count from Iraq.
That apparently, well, after you give that body count, apparently our president finds it quite comical.
Yes.
After he reported the body count.
Right. Well, as of today, December 14th, there are 2,151 dead American troops. There are 15,881 wounded. And the number that makes our president laugh, or at least puts him in a mood to tell jokes, is the number of Iraqis who have been killed, which is, this is not the exact...
His numbers, he fluffed out his numbers at around 30,000,
right.
Which the Lancet last month, I think, reported around 100,000.
Right.
The Lancet's out of Great Britain, I believe.
Right.
The president finds it quite comical, you know, if he wants to change the question. If he doesn't like the question, he'll change the question, and, you know, he's the king, and that's how it's going to be.
Right. For those of you who missed it, the president actually,
first time ever
mentioned the fact that there are dead Iraqis and mentioned the number of 30,000, which is the estimate that most people, it's the confirmed estimate, kind of. It's kind of the estimate no one disagrees with, really. There is an estimate that 100,000.
They wished it was that low. They're wishing it was that low. And something else our current king, George, doesn't mention is the $500 billion that's being spent by the American taxpayer to fund this UN resolution war in Iraq. Because we still have yet to have a congressionally approved U.S. constitutional provided for declaration of war.
Well, the
as of yet, so it's still Antonis. It is still an illegal war, no matter how you and Sean and Bill want to slice it.
Well, you mentioned that we are now closing in on $500 billion.
That's $500 billion.
And for those of you who have amnesia and now believe that the reason is to spread democracy in Iraq. So how many democracies can we afford to spread at $500 billion a
Jeez,
pop?
We could like almost buy half the planet, I think. I don't know if we'll be able to buy Venezuela, but as long as we keep purchasing oil from them,
right.
I'm thinking we really don't need them other than for their oil.
Well, maybe it's only that expensive if the country has oil. So perhaps if we were liberate Sudan or Ethiopia, that would be, you know, only a 50, 60 billion.
Yeah, well, they're killing each other. They're killing each other left and right, anyways, which is tragic and unfortunate in its own right. But you know, we're not rushing over there to, and the Russians aren't rushing over there to jam democracy down the throats of those folks with howitzers.
Matter of fact, I was just having a chat with someone about politics, and they mentioned that the funding that the U.S. had set aside for Sudan, or no, for Darfur, was just cut out of the budget.
Yeah.
We had set aside $100 million, and now we're going to, I think, do nothing. But what we have here is, I believe that yesterday was the 1,000th day of the Iraq War.
Oh, yeah, right.
And recently we passed that landmark, and we have a rundown of the numbers. This comes from editor and publisher.
Now, just to be clear, this was 1,000 days after mission accomplished, or like you take out a few?
1,000 days from when they first went in.
When we first invaded?
Yeah. So what we have here is the cost of the war so far is $204.4 billion, and that's not counting that we've just...
another $100 billion total in the coffers is $500 billion, is approaching $500 trillion. This was reported on NPR last night and this morning. $500 trillion, that's $500 billion. Is that what that is? Now, is that more than a Brazilian or less? I think it's just a whisker
just depends.
Less. Just a whisker less than a Brazilian.
It depends on which Brazilian. But 2,339 Allied troops have been killed. 15,955 U.S. troops wounded, and actually that number is higher than the one I reported. So one of the things about the numbers that we report each podcast in the first segment is that these are the ones that the U.S. military can't explain in any other way. You know, as we said before, if someone gets shot at, crashes a vehicle, and is killed in an accident, an automobile accident, they don't have to put it down
right.
as military, and they don't want to because people like us and the mainstream press actually look at the casualty numbers. 98 United Kingdom, UK troops have been killed. 30,000 is the estimated Iraqi civilian deaths.
And again, that's the most conservative estimate.
Zero WMDs have been found. Do you hear that there? Fox News.
How many WMDs were found?
Zero.
Oh, so there was
zero.
So there was no, as of when was this, yesterday? There have been no weapons of mass destruction found in Iraq, which is the reason that promulgated or precipitated this war. None of those.
Not yet.
None of those.
Not
other
yet.
Than the ones we've brought in.
I think if you've been watching Fox News, they actually found some on Fox News. Fox News alone was able to find some, but nobody else.
Fox News is a weapon of mass destruction.
Yeah.
They're a weapon of mass ignorance.
66 journalists have been killed in Iraq so far. 63 journalists were killed during the entire Vietnam War.
Yuckers.
So we've killed three. There have been three more killed in Iraq.
In the 1,000 days
of Iraq. 8% of Iraqi children are suffering from acute malnutrition. 53,470 Iraqi insurgents have been killed. 67% Iraqis feel they're less secure because of the occupation. $343 is the average monthly salary for an Iraqi soldier. $4,160.75 is the average salary for an American soldier in Iraq.
And I think it's somewhere around $7,000 a month for an Iraqi bureaucrat. They get $7,000 a month. And out of that, they're allowed one aide, one driver, and one bodyguard.
Well,
and on top of that, a lot of these Iraqi bureaucrats that are placed, that have been placed in those bureaucratic spots by the U.S.
You can say
government.
Installed.
Yeah, installed. That's right. Installed by the U.S. government. A lot of times they don't even pay their bodyguards and their drivers, so they quit and they just hire three new aides, drivers, and bodyguards. So.
Yep.
There's corruption right to the top of the American-installed Iraqi government.
Well,
too.
What's funny is that
if
you're an American soldier, you get paid average $4,160.75. If you want to see Dick Cheney or Tom DeLay to fundraiser, it's $5,000 a plate.
Well, there you go.
So you know, for those of you soldiers in Iraq, if you if you can save up a little over a month's salary, you'll get to see your Vice President Cheney and one of your heroes, I'm sure, Tom DeLay.
Hey, what's the percentage? Do you have the percentage of our current administration that have served in military uniform?
No, but
not so much served. You can even include deserters in there. What's the number of congressmen and
one or
senators?
Two.
Yeah.
Oh, congressman? That's a little different.
And the Bush administration.
I know that only one of the Congress has a child that's in the military.
As a child, wow.
I do know that in the Bush administration, I believe one or two of the heads, you know, the important guys. I mean, I don't know how many peons they have lined up there, but have actually been in the military.
You have to tighten that up. But this peons. Well, I know Rumsfeld was, but
yeah,
has served. Bush served for a little while.
Before
they couldn't find him anymore.
Right. Well, I mean, yeah, technically. Oh, I didn't. Okay, well, yeah. I'm sure.
Are you with me now, man?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about now. So, 5 foreign civilians are kidnapped every month in Iraq. And I don't know if they only get 3 this month, if they make that up by doing
another 7 or 8 next month.
I don't know if that's a promise or is. See, it just says foreign civilians kidnapped per month. So
is that an allowance, a requirement?
Yeah,
what's a threshold to reach or milestone?
47% of Iraqis who never have enough electricity. That means that even though they may have some, they don't have it for the entire day. 20 is the number of casualties per month from unexploded mines. That's why those Moroccan monkeys could come in handy. We send them out there.
Yes, they're parachuting monkeys.
See, I don't know if they count that in the 20 casualties. Yeah, so, in the Coalition of the Willing, Morocco offered, I believe, 500 or so, maybe 1,000 monkeys.
Well, this is why the kids are undernourished, because after the monkeys blow up, somebody else comes in and eats the monkey pots. That's pretty disgusting,
I think. Okay, I don't see that written here, but I'm going to take your word on that.
Well, that's one of those things that the Pentagon does not report.
In Iraq, the 20 to 40% is the estimated unemployment rate. That's as of November 2005. So, you know.
I've heard more than 50%
really?
Unemployment.
Yeah. 251 foreigners have been kidnapped so far. 70% of Iraqis who have a sewage system that rarely works, so that means that you have about 70% of the people that are dumping feces and all kinds of stuff into the streets. You're going to have disease. Do you have 8% of the Iraqi children are undernourished?
That's
you
about
have,
the same amount of...
47% of the people don't have electricity all the time, don't have enough electricity.
That's close to the Bush administration.
And then you have 20...
Fox News dumping feces in the streets. Of,
you have 25 to 40% people who are unemployed. So you can imagine that the insurgents are not having a whole lot of trouble finding recruits.
Recruits, oh yeah, sure.
Especially when, you know, Osama bin Laden and his ties to the bin Laden family, that they have plenty of money to spread around. So where are we here? 183,000 British and American troops are still in action in Iraq. 13,000 from other nations. 90 is the daily attacks by insurgents in November. 60 to 80% Iraqis who are strongly opposed to the presence of coalition troops.
Yeah, I guess Fox News reported that the Iraqi insurgent attacks or the insurgent attacks have gone down. So they're, you know, Rush Limbaugh is touting that as good news. But on the flip side, the attacks may have gone down, but they're more effective and they're killing more Americans and they're killing more civilians at the same time. So one attack, say, is killing, I don't know, 15 people, whereas before it took the insurgents, you know, three attacks to kill 15 people. So,
well,
I'm not sure that's good news.
I may misremember this, but I seem to remember hearing that...
Misunderestimate?
I may have misunderestimated my memory capacity, but I keep remembering somebody, possibly the president or the vice president, but we all know he'll say anything.
One of those liars?
Yeah, that we were only going to be
liars.
There as long as they wanted us there.
Yeah.
But yet 60 to 80% of Iraqis think they're less safe and don't want a U.S. presence there.
Well,
and then also...
And that's about the same numbers as Americans feeling feeling less safe since we've gone into the war. It's up around 70% now.
But see, the fact that around 60% of Americans don't want American troops in Iraq or want fewer troops there, that doesn't really mean anything because of the fact that most Americans want universal health care. You know.
Which has been brought up every year. What was that guy? He just went 50 years in the House. Congressman, is it Dingell? I don't know. He's been in the House for like 50 years, which is incredible in itself. He keeps bringing up a universal health care every year. It keeps getting shot down.
Right. Well, that's like so many issues, like the minimum wage issue. Mm. The vast majority of Americans want it.
Right.
And
the vast majority of Americans don't want the Congress to get another $3,100 a year raise.
Right. But the thing about it is that, you know, the Congress doesn't want it. And that's why, you know, there are blatant issues like that. America is one of the only industrialized countries that doesn't have universal health care. As we talked about last podcast, that GM and Ford spend about $1,500 per car that goes to health care costs for their workers. And
try cutting out that middleman and see where it goes.
Right. $1,500 more than Toyota does. Toyota is, the largest seller of cars in the United States. So that is the rundown in Iraq, and I'm sure that even while we're talking right now, there's been another suicide bomb and there's been another attack. And
That's speculation and conjecture. John, you got nothing to back that up with.
That's
you have
true.
No historical facts to back that up with.
That's true.
Although if we go on one of those things, I'm sure that would be
right.
Confirmed.
I know. It's like while you're saying that, I'm gonna go to Yahoo News under Iraq, and let's
firm
see.
Firm that up. That's it.
I guess there's a big elections coming up in Iraq, which I have not been following. Because
they shut the campaigning off, and they've closed the streets down. So people can, I guess, to get their gray matter around the candidates and try to figure out who they're going to vote for. And, you know, this is nothing. You know, this kills me. This administration has spent so much money and is working so hard to make it a secular government, a non-religious government over there. And also, it's jumping through its hole to allow more people, more Iraqis, to vote when they do more to jam religion down your throat here, and they do more to keep people away from the polls and prohibit people to vote over here. You know what I mean?
Yep.
So this is a little backwards here. It's this democracy, this constitutional republic with democratic principles in our country, as opposed to Iraq, is totally like a flip flop situation.
Well, one of the situations that I've always hated about politicians, and it's a philosophical debate. I mean, only a few politicians are called populists, and supposedly what a populist politician believes, whether they're on the right or the left, is that what the people want is what the people get. And one of the reasons why we don't have universal health care in this country is that our politicians in Washington, whether we vote for them or not, decide that certain things, even though the American people want them, will not be done. Because of the HMOs in our country, there are many politicians who are willing to offer very complicated health care plans. There are many politicians that are willing to cover children, or they're willing to cover they're willing to offer this health care plan, or they're willing to spend a certain portion of their budget on poor people who need health care. But basically, we'll not have universal health care, even though the people want it, because there is a very strong, powerful lobbying group that doesn't want it. The pharmaceutical companies, yeah. The HMOs do not want it.
It's going to cut out their big slice of the profiteering pie.
Right.
But one thing that was mentioned about the Medicaid, Medicare plan that's most recently, it was intentionally crafted to be so difficult for these older folks to follow, if they can even get online. And I got a story about that in a minute. If they can even get online, it was intentionally done to confuse. Like anything in politics now, the bureaucracy the bureaucracy weighs a ton with every little issue. It was intentionally done to confuse people, so the free market pharmaceuticals and the people that represent the medical firms can have a closer input on what these older folks do. Now, there's an elderly lady that lives up in our assisted housing in Stark. She called me up last week, so confused about what to do online. I finally got her in touch with the service link that she needed to get in touch with, and they took care of it. But that's all they're hearing is it's just so. I mean, you got some states it's more than 40, almost four dozen choices to make, and, right. And in some states like New York, it's even more than that.
Well, I've been seeing news articles about this new healthcare package and what a scam it is. We're finally realizing how much it's going to cost the government. And then a friend of mine who actually is an elderly man who was in the hospital for a while for his pacemaker, and his wife just died, and he's 60 plus years old. He actually volunteers to go around and talk to senior citizens.
No kidding.
About his technical difficulties. He volunteers to go around and talk to senior citizens and explain to them how the Social Security prescription drug thing works.
Yeah.
And he's furious about this. I mean, this is
it's just confusing.
And I just read online that, you know, the U.S. trade deficit, which for those of you who watch Fox News regularly, what that means is how much more we import than export is now at $68.9 billion in October.
The agriculture just last year went even. It went even where there. And it was pretty much, I don't know if it was coincidental. I think it was coincidental. The report was coincidental. But it just went even last year. And now this year, towards the latter part of this year, it's tipped the other way. So now even our agriculture is in a deficit as far as exports go.
Right. And I did look up information on Iraq. So far, there's no killings yet that have been reported. Mainly it's all talk about the horse race and what's going to happen, what do the elections mean.
Dog and Pony Show? Is that a horse and pony show?
Well, we'll see. As Will said, that there is...
Because it's certainly...
There is a lockdown. They pretty much locked down every... no campaigning, none of that stuff, you know, because I think...
For the last day, they wanted people to be able to digest all of the...
And I think they also didn't want any of the candidates to be killed in the meantime, you know, because we have these American-supported candidates, and we didn't want the insurgent... kind of backed candidates to go out there and be able to campaign while the other candidates, if they went out and campaigned, they'd be killed.
They'd get blown up.
So it's kind
it's
well, now no one can campaign the day before because, you know.
I ain't going out there.
Well, yeah. The guys we want wouldn't be allowed to leave the green zone because they get killed, and the guy the insurgents want would be able to campaign unhindered. So you have that little law there.
But the one thing they did suggest to candidates, like as far as... Canada forums and debates and whatnot. One question that was questioners were unable to ask or not allowed to ask was what religion they were, because that would definitely definitely draw an RPG round, no doubt.
Well, one nice thing that everybody can feel very comforted knowing, George W. Bush has vowed
has resigned. I'd be comforted with that.
No, I mean
not as good as that.
No, because if that happened, I'd be too drunk right now to be doing podcasts. I'd be celebrating.
I'd go back to drinking.
The only thing that could make me happier than him resigning is resigning in disgrace.
That's a given anyway.
But it says President Bush
Shane in presidency in the presidency in disgrace. So why
President Bush on Wednesday today vowed the United States will stay in Iraq until victory is achieved. And he defended his decision to go to war. Now, one of the things you need to remember about until victory is achieved is that President Bush has repeatedly, and his administration have repeatedly said that they will not define what victory is. They will not only not set a timeline for withdrawal, but they will not even say what exactly victory is, so we'll know when we get there. So we're not telling you what victory is. But we're staying there till it's achieved.
Do they think we won the Korean War? Do they think we won the Korean War?
Yeah. I don't know. Do they have oil in Korea? Do they have anything we want over there?
Well, they don't even have stem cell good stem cell research over there anymore either. So stem cell research or something? Yeah, cloning.
I don't know. They're more advanced in biomedical than I think the United States is.
I want to shout out to my niece who just joined the Marines. Let me tell you something, I don't have a problem with that because she's going to wash out. I also want to say congratulations to my buddy Billy DeMay who just signed up for another 6 years. Even though they lied to him, they're going to give him $15,000 to go back to Iraq in May. Good luck, Billy.
And maybe if we get a Democratic president or some fighting Democrats, some veterans and military folk in the Congress, maybe these people won't be used up and thrown away like... some baggage we're going to talk about in the next segment.
Exactly. Pack them up.